Okay. Good evening, everyone. We'll continue discussing, since it's Parshas Emor, which has the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in it. We began last night discussing some of the hashkafa, the preparation of this time period for Matan Torah. So now we get into a little bit of halacha. And when you want to understand the reason behind the mitzvah in the halachos, so an excellent pit stop is within the world of the Sefer HaChinuch. So in Mitzvah Shinvav 306, the Sefer HaChinuch goes through and tells us. Now for each entry of the mitzvahs, he does three things. He talks first about the first is the Pasuk, where it's found in the Torah. We read the Pasuk in the Chumash last night. The second thing that he does is tells you what's called the Shorshi HaMitzvah, the reasons of which, the understanding. This is like where all the Geshmak parts are found, when he has reasons for the mitzvahs. And the third and final section are the Halachos that it applies. Does it apply nowadays? Does it only apply when the Beis HaMikdash was standing? Does it apply only in Eretz Yisrael? Does it apply in Chutz Laaretz? Does it apply to men, to women? He goes through all the Halachos. So we'll jump in right now to the second section, which you should see in front of you, Misharshi HaMitzvah. So Al Tzada Poshet. Pshat, the simple understanding, L'fisha Kol Ikaron Shel Yisrael Eina El HaTorah. This is an idea that you find even in the Gaonim, before the Sefer HaChinuch, that the entire essence of the Klal Yisrael is, what defines as a nation is the Torah. And throughout history, any group or movement which has tried to do anything to unite the Jewish people that has not been founded upon the Torah has failed. That movement has not lasted. But we're a folk, we're a nation. Rav Sadia Gaon has like this. Many point this out, that it's because it's the Torah. Ubnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Va'aretz. And because of the Torah is the reason why the entire world was created. Moshe Kosva says in Yirmiyahu, Imlo Brisi Yomam Laila, if it weren't for the fact that you were learning Torah day and night, then I would not have created the Shemayim Va'aretz. So it's interesting that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes, it's actually the Gemara Nedarim, which we recently had in the Amud Yomi Shir, points out that there's really a machlokas, someone that Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, according to one opinion, is going on the bris of bris mila. But the way we're learning here now is that the bris of learning Torah, as it says in Sefer Yoshua, lo yamush mipicha, it should never leave your mouth. You're constantly learning. V'hai, v'hiya ikar siva shenig'alu yotzim mitzrayim. The Torah, to receive the Torah, was the main reason why we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. That we should be able to keep the Torah. That was the whole purpose for why we were does. K'mosha Amar Hashem l'Moshe, l'zelcha ha'os k'enok shlachticha, ha'otiyach es amat Mitzrayim, tabrunin es Elokim ahar hazeh. When Moshe Rabbeinu is charged and tasked with the shlichus to bring the Klal Yisrael at the Sneh, so that Sneh, that burning bush, was on Har Sinai. And he says, you have to come back. That he says, you have to bring and serve me al ha-har hazeh, on this mountain, meaning the whole reason I'm taking the Klal Yisrael out. The whole reason I'm doing this is in order that you should bring the Jews to be mekabel the Torah. For that reason, that's how some of the Rishonim already understand the whole dialogue with Moshe and Hashem at the bush. What zechus do the Klal Yisrael have right now? They're worthy of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And according to some, the answer that Hashem is saying is, you're right. You're right, Moshe. Right now, the Jewish people are not worthy of it. But in the future, they will. And I'm looking to that future event, and I'm counting that. I'm putting in the bank account right now. The Klal Yisrael will be mekabel the Torah, and in that zechus, you'll take them out. This is the whole tachlis. The whole purpose was that. Yosim in Achirus Ve'Avdus. The fact that we were going to receive the Torah is greater than going from freedom from our slavery. L'chein Yaseh Hashem L'Moshe Os B'Tzeisam Me'Avdus L'Kabolas HaTorah Ki'atofa Osin Osa Os La'Olam Al Ha'Iker. So the whole point is that when we received the Torah, that was the main thing, and we have to remind ourselves of that. So it continues the Chinuch and says, V'Pnei Kain, because of this, because we had all this greatness was because of this. Meaning, because since this is the whole purpose as to why we were taken out, so therefore, we have a commandment to count for this until in anticipate of this great day. You know, like this idea, like an eved who's has a she'ifa, has a longing desire for the shade, meaning this is what we want so badly. So therefore, that's where we're counting to this. V'yimne tamid masa yavu ha'eis ha'nichzaf aleh she'yotze l'cheirus. When is this moment going to come? When's our real freedom going to come? So freedom, we know from Pirkei Avos, is ein lecha ben chorin l'misha oisik b'torah. Real chayrus is not just to be, you know, not have a taskmaster over us. That's you know, an ending of hard work, but that's not freedom. Freedom comes, the other side of freedom is responsibility. And the freedom that we're longing for is when we became truly free, the ben chorin, the one who's oisik b'torah. Ki haminyan mar la'adam ki kol yish'o kol cheftzo l'hagia el hazman hahu. Well, if it was a typical year right now, we'd have a countdown to the last days of school to when summer vacation began. I don't know how that countdown's going to work in the current circumstances, but whenever is someone's anticipating something, a trip to Eretz Yisrael, how many more days till I'm going? So they'll tell you, 22 more days, 21 more days, 20 more days. The counting shows a longing for it. That's why we're counting the Omer. Again, the Sefer Chinuch is giving the reason behind the Sfira. The counting is showing why we want it so bad. These are how many days have gone. We don't count down. So he says, really, if that's true, that we're counting down to something, then we should have started. There's 49 more days till the Kabbalah Sotaber. 48 more days till Kabbalah Sotaber. 47 more days. We should have counted down. That's how a person does it. Why are we counting up? So says the Sefer Chinuch, no, because we would have started off with this big, you know, imposing number in front of us. 49. Oh, come on. Who could wait so long till we get the Torah? 49 days? It doesn't go. So now, and this is why I wanted to do the piece tonight. So last night we counted 25. So okay, comes along, the Sefer HaChinuch says something fascinating. It works exactly for this evening's counting. He says, V'al yikshalech loymar im kein. He'll ask the following question. I'll sit over outside, then we'll read the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. If it's true what I'm saying, that we don't want such a big number to start off with, okay, fine. So let's just reverse count midstream. In other words, we'll start off counting first day of the Omer, second day of the Omer, third day. And then we get halfway, when we get to 25, we'll go back down. Because it won't seem such a big thing. We'll go up 25, and then tonight we'll count 24 more days, 23 more days, 22 more days. It says, no, Akshich Alech Lomer, Don Kane, In Kane, Akash Avru, Rav Hayamim Shal Shiva Shavuos Elu. Now we've already passed the majority of the days, we're halfway through. Lamlo Nizker, Miat Hayamim Nishar. Why don't we mention the remaining days? So says the Chinuch, Lefi She'ein Lishnos Matbea Miteva HaCheshbon Me'atzmei. We don't want to change this around. We're going to get confused. We start playing with it. Okay, so the first half, we're going to count up. And then we get halfway, we're going to start count down. You know and I know, it's just going to make a tremendous amount of confusion. So we don't want to change this. Ve'im Tishal Im Kei Lama Anu Maschil Osmi Machos HaShabiz Halom Yom Rishon. Why do we start the day after? Why don't we start actually on Pesach? Because the day, the first day of Yom Tov, is totally focused on Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't want to Eimar b'Simcha b'Simcha. We don't want to take anything away that would remove our focus on the day. Shehu ofs umofes b'chinish ha'olam hashgachas Hashem yizborach al b'nei ha'adam. Because that shows that Hashem is running the world. He's controlling the world. Ve'ein al la'ar b'Simchas l'hazkir imo shum dover acher. We don't want to mention anything else on Pesach except for Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why immediately afterwards, on the second day of Yom Tov, that's when we begin a counting of the Omer. So again, a beautiful message from the Sefer HaChinuch, that the reason why we have the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer is because it shows our longing, our anticipation for something. And when somebody's excited about an upcoming event, they can't wait for it. They literally count the days, they count the hours, they count the minutes. And that's our avoda right now, is to be working on our anticipation and our preparation for Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos.